Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
Breakfast with John and Gary, celebrating 90 years on Sydney's Original.
Well, this time last year, we were kicking off this program. We've been on air for about a year, and Barry O'Farrell, you remember, was overseas.
He was being criticised because he was away, and we'd had a series of pretty cowardly one-punch attacks up in that King's Cross and Oxford Street area. And finally, when the Premier arrived back, he announced what was seen as quite a tough crackdown on drinking night spots all around the current central CBD area, where licensed premises cannot admit anyone after 1:30, and they've got to stop serving alcohol at 3 o'clock in the morning. I guess a lot of us were very cynical, weren't we? Very sceptical about whether or not they'd have an effect. But now the results are in so far, and the statistics show there's been a real lowering in violence.
That's right. Now, as a result of the controversial introduction of these laws, the government said they'd be reviewed in February next year. So February 2016, a statutory review of the law to audit and see the success of the laws and whether they needed to be changed, tweaked, any alteration required. This morning, the Herald is reporting that they will be doing an audit and a review of these laws in the middle of this year, in June of this year. So it'd be an early review. And the implication of that is that the lockouts will face a review, and in the middle of the year, in the middle of winter, that would be the appropriate time if you were going to try and change those laws, to change them. Now, there's obviously been a hell of a lot of pressure, particularly from the liquor industry, because they sell a lot of alcohol to young people who do go out into the early hours of the morning. The Australian Hotels Association has been pushing for a long time for a review into the laws. Its Liquor and Policing Director John Green, who is a former police officer, believes there's no proof that violence has been curbed as a result of these changes. And he's on the line with us now. Mr. Green, good morning to you.
Good morning.
John, thanks for joining us. Look, we've got police saying the laws have dramatically lessened violence in the area. You've got St Vincent's Hospital agreeing with them. So who's right here?
Well, we're not saying that that violence hasn't reduced. What we're saying is, or actually what the government is saying is, that it's appropriate to review them after you've got a full year's worth of data. Because remember, it's not just a lockout. Everyone calls it the lockout law. That's actually probably according to the experts, Professor Kip Kipri, Peter Miller and others, the lockout's the least effective of the measures. They've had, 3 a.m. cease service, significant drink restrictions after midnight, ID scanning up in King's Cross, RSA marshals, and a range of other measures that have all been put in place. So it's appropriate to have a look at all of them, see what works, see what doesn't, and remembering we've had 84% less pedestrian movement up in King's Cross. So there's a range of reasons why there's been a lessening in the raw statistics relating to assaults in and around King's Cross and the CBD. Let's have a look at it.
Cynics would say, though, that the Hotels Association, you just simply want to sell more grog, don't you?
Well, we represent hotels. Hotels do far more than just sell alcohol. They actually, they have live entertainment. They have food. They have gaming. They have good times where family or groups of people go on a Saturday night. So I'm sure, or a Friday or any other day of the week. So I'm sure what we're looking at here is a balance of how do we continue to support Sydney and the ability for people to go out whilst our primary aim is providing safe environments and safe venues.
Do you want to see a change in the way that alcohol is served in the CBD area? Do you want to see a lessening or a watering down of these current laws?
I think if you have a look, that currently Sydney CBD and absolutely King's Cross is probably the most heavily enforced and regulated areas of New South Wales, if not Australia. in relation to the consumption of alcohol and the monitoring of the responsible service of alcohol. Yet if you look at the statistics, gaming and racing and New South Wales police have issued little, if not no, penalties in relation to venues serving alcohol irresponsibly. And that's the statistics, that's the fact.
The problem has been, though, that King's Cross for many years has been a pimple on the bum of Sydney for a long time, hasn't it? And many of them are saying it's cleaned it up. That threat of violence no longer hangs over that area of the city.
Well, if you actually look to the quotes of the Director of the Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research, Don Wedderburn, he actually said when the last data was released in early December, he actually said that much of the reductions occurred before these measures were put in place. Assaults in and around licensed premises up in King's Cross and across New South Wales are at their lowest level in over 15 years, and people need to acknowledge that as well.
Wasn't the original plan, though, for this to be reviewed in February of next year? Isn't that right?
Look, when the former Premier introduced this legislation this time last year, in the Liquor Act, it actually said that there'd be a statutory review after 2 years.
Yep.
Now, what we had during the year, we had the comprehensive plan of management produced. We had the former commissioner of the Office of Liquor, Gaming and Racing, Michael Foggo, issued his review into the Liquor Act. And we had the former minister, George Souris, head up an inquiry into inquiries to reduce alcohol in around licensed venues. All three of those, the response the government said was, after we have a full year's worth of data, let's have a look at the statistics, let's have a look. And if we need to tweak it, then we'll tweak it. There's nothing sinister in that, from my understanding.
Yeah, isn't it, though, and you're a former police officer, isn't it the case, though, that because the venues are staying out later and later, we've created a culture in Sydney where young people go out much, much later and stay out into the early hours of the morning? It doesn't happen in other parts of the world, doesn't happen in many places of the United States where they have the higher drinking age. So why is Sydney in this situation where we have our venues still trading at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning?
Or five,
yeah.
Look, across the world, there are places that trade overnight. The ability for venues to trade throughout the evening and the night has been there for quite some time. Personally, I wouldn't go out at that time of night, but I've got a 24 and a 21-year-old, and they used to go out quite safely into King's Cross. What we need to do is look at the high-visibility policing that we know works. Works on New Year's Eve, works on gay Mardi Gras. We need transport to get people out, and when the trains finish it at 1:44 and don't start again till 5:14 from King's Cross, we have an issue. So let's move the people out if they want to go out, but let's provide them with a safe environment. And that's what we're looking at.
John, I'm still trying to work it, though. What do you want? What does the hotel industry actually want from the state government?
Well, what we need acknowledged is the fact that hotels and other licensed venues are actually providing safe venues. If you look at the statistics, as I said, we're at a 15-year low. What we're saying, we're just responding to what's being reported in the paper this morning, and that is that the government will use common sense and review after they've got a full year's worth of data. And if something's not working, then you tweak.
But hasn't your organisation been arguing behind, you know, you lobby the government? This is an interview where you're obviously trying to put the case for your organisation. But privately, you'd be saying, we want these loosened. We want to wind it back. It's gone too far.
Well, what we're saying is that there has to be a level of individual responsibility.
But do you believe it's gone too far?
Well, personally, yes, I do, and I think the evidence shows that. Across Australia, in Fortitude Valley and in Melbourne, they trialled lockouts, and they showed that lockouts do not work. There are other measures there. If you look at the different harm minimisation measures, where we've got the assaults and where the tragic assaults have occurred over the last few years, they've actually all been in the public domain. And if you look at the majority of them, the people involved are on bail.
What proportion of your former police colleagues would agree with you?
I consult,
because I reckon most of them would disagree with you.
Look, there are some that agree with me. There are some that disagree with me, and I have conversations with many of them.
But would you agree that most of them would disagree with you?
Only because if you put people inside
from the commissioner down.
The commissioner's opinion is his. And so it's a matter where former colleagues, the Office of Liquor, Gaming and Racing, everyone wants to put in place what works. There's no point in putting in measures that don't work, and it's appropriate that we have a review.
If the coppers and the emergency workers and the people at St Vincent's Hospital all think it works, are they all wrong?
Well, what I'm saying is we heard on the 25th of February, one day after these measures had been put in place, that it was an outstanding success. Yet it was pouring with rain on the night of the Mardi Gras. Thinking it's a success is not good enough.
So isn't that a good reason why we should review it after 2 years, so we have two full summers rather than try and do it after just one?
Why do we don't need to put a date on the review. Let's review it after 12 months. If something's found not to be working.
Yeah, but do it after 2 years, because you've just described a situation where you may have rain. So let's have a couple of full summers to get a proper evaluation.
Well, in the last 12 months, we've seen a number of venues in King's Cross go bust.
Mm.
In the last week, we've seen the Flinders Hotel in Darlinghurst shut its doors on the back of not being able to trade. What we need to find...
So they've been selling less alcohol to young people.
No, it's about less people going. If you've got 84% less people going to King's Cross, then...
Less booze is being sold.
Simple.
But, John, society is not here to fund hotels and their existence.
And we expect that, but hotels do far more than just sell alcohol. And with the alcohol they do sell, they serve responsibly. 70% of the alcohol consumed and purchased is actually done off licence premise. So we will continue to provide security and lighting and CCTV and great times for people. We just want a balance to make sure that we do provide safe environments, but also the public domain is a safe place. And that's what we're all working towards.
All right, Mr. Green, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Green there from the Australian Hotels Association.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.